It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 413.
It's Weekend Banter. What's going on, guys?
Clap it in.
Well, it's the worst.
It doesn't sound like a normal show because we are not in our studio. We are right now at Joey Scandizzo Salon in South Yarra, and Mr. 97, he doesn't have a mic. I've got a mic in my hand.
He's shaking. You can't hold a mic today with what's about to happen.
I've had to hold it for it. Yeah. Where are we, mate?
Oh, we're getting my hair bleached.
This is happening, and we do have Queen Gronk.
Here she is. She's back.
Queen Gronk, who's by your right?
Rachel Vitullo, 2019 Australian Colourist of the Year.
Oh, hi guys. Is this your award?
Oh my God. I was wondering what was underneath your bomber jacket just now.
Rachel, you won Creative Colourist of the Year 2019.
Yes, I did.
We're in safe hands with you doing Mr. 97's bleach job.
Yes.
Is there any difference between going blonde and bleaching? Because we've been like using...
We've got no idea.
We butcher the terminology.
Rach, I need to, for context, they are just big babies. Yeah, absolutely. If they aren't fed and watered, they will shit their pants.
Yeah. Rachel almost looked like it was a trick question, but no, we're just pretty stupid. So, yeah, is there a difference between bleaching and blonde or no?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
So, depending on the hair that I'm working with. Mm. So if your hair is natural, never been coloured before, there is the option of using other things other than bleach to achieve a blonde result. Mm-hmm. But it all depends on how blonde you want to go, the underlining pigment of your natural colour, how light you want to be, end result. So that's what's going to change between whether we use bleach, mm-hmm. which is like a lightening powder.
Yeah.
Which is like the professional way of saying it, lightener powder.
Yeah. Is it actually powder? Because I remember my mum used to put a paste on my hair. Is that different? What she would have been?
Did your mum win Colourist of the Year?
No, no. I think in Berwick, maybe. No, there was literally no awards. But yeah, what is there a difference between the at-home bleach that you do and this type of one, or is it fairly standard?
In terms of the way it looks, mm-hmm. it looks the same.
Yeah.
But essentially, it's a lightening powder mixed in with like a peroxide mm-hmm. to create a paste, but sometimes the cheaper lightening powders don't perform as well as what professional.
Okay.
Queen Gronk, before I give Mason the microphone, I've gone serious. I've called him Mason. I give Mason the microphone,
I'm like, who is that?
to ask questions to calm his anxieties on this whole thing. A little Q&A between Rachel and Mr. 97. What, you got any questions?
I mean, not really. This has been a really good opportunity for me to show how much industry pull that I have. I've
a lot
sort
of
done it
right
under
now.
The guise of being like, you know what, I really care about Mr. 97 and I don't want this to be a hack job. But in reality, it's been me going, let me make a few calls.
Yeah. let's book him into the best salon in Melbourne, in South Yarra.
I got this.
All right, Mr. 97, microphone over to you. I know you've been feeling anxious all week.
Well, he's been meditating. It's organised August, and so you were meditating.
Yeah.
You've meditated today. Mm-hmm. So he's calmer than what he was at the beginning, to be honest.
Yeah.
But go on. Feel free to ask Rachel some.
Yeah, no. So with well, I've got a few questions to knock off. Yeah.
Ask
the difference between the bleach and blonde, because the guys were talking, we had Andy from Fixo on the show yesterday, and they were talking about me bleaching my hair, and then I said that
we asked
I was
going to
go
colour.
Yeah, and I said blonde. Yeah, and so what is the difference between bleach and blonde?
Oh my.
Well, essentially bleach is the application.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so the actual product that I use. Okay. The end result is you being blonde.
Okay.
But so blonde has a full spectrum of
100%
shades within
so
it.
There's so many different versions of blonde that you can be.
Okay.
What a lot of my clients like to do is leave it in my hands.
Okay.
In regards
I'm happy to
that's what you will be doing. Don't ask him questions.
Totally.
And that's when she brings up this and just says,
leave it
in
with
my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
So essentially you want to make sure that, like, and to create the perfect blonde is really hard.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to the client that sits in my chair. So whether or not they've got a pink skin pigment or a yellow skin pigment, whether they wear a full coverage foundation or not.
Guilty.
Yep, story of my life. Whether or not they wear bright colours or whether they go more neutral tones, if they want low maintenance, high maintenance, that sort of thing.
So based on Mr. 97's wardrobe.
I was going to say, yeah, the timing couldn't be better because the new wardrobe is very neutral, very paired back.
Yes.
And so what would the, based on his wardrobe of, I don't know, a khaki green, is that a, or what sort of green, it's a green colour?
Yeah, are you not,
greenish,
are you more of
greyish,
a neutral guy?
Yeah, neutral, yeah.
Well, and I can tell that you have more of a pink skin pigment naturally.
Yeah.
So essentially with pink skin pigments, cool tones suit a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with males, cool tones actually complement a male's skin tone a lot more than what warm tones do.
Mm-hmm.
When you are colouring a guy's hair, whether or not it's like keeping it brown or blonde, keeping it on the cool flat tones just complement really well. So in what I'm going to try to achieve today is more of that cool neutral result.
Okay, perfect.
This is why
no
I
M&M. Yeah.
Because where you went wrong, circa 03.
I mean, 03 it was very
it was
fashion.
Yellow. Yellow is warm.
Yeah.
Your
caramel.
Skin tone, not warm.
Yeah.
That Did was, you just say caramel?
It was a caramel.
Not even close to caramel. Yeah, it was yellow.
It was slightly yellow. There was
it
yellow.
A professional job?
Absolutely not.
Right. I'll bring up the photo.
Get the photos.
Because I was going to say, you're so fair naturally, you could achieve a white blonde really easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's
so
a hot mess.
And so from colour-wise, what are you thinking, Tommy?
Oh, mate, I mean, it's up to you. I trust you more than anyone in this room when it comes to anything to do with hair.
So 2003.
You're welcome.
So this was my hair in 2003.
That's Eminem.
No, that is Slim Shady. Wow.
Now it's much worse.
Gel change the colour though? Because there was a lot of gel in the hair.
So what happens is when you use like a high shine product and you take a photo, it reflects more light, which adds into the warm result.
Okay.
So, yeah. Now, 2 minute noodles for sure.
Just to know what you're dealing with, Mr. 97's hair is pretty much bamboo.
Yes.
It's very thick, luscious. He uses coconut oil on the daily.
Bamboo is a weird choice of an analogy.
It's it's abundant. It's almost a weed.
Yeah.
I mean, this is coming from a guy who's losing his hair rapidly, so I'm projecting slightly.
So, Rachel, I'm happy for you to just do your thing.
Great.
And what do we do from here? What's the next step?
So, because you've never coloured your hair before, that cancels out consultation in that sort of point there. But I always like to under-promise and try and overachieve.
So it's going to look shit.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So I always just let my client know that I will try my best to get you there. Can't make any promises. But and then also like to let you know that having an on-scalp liner, you will notice you'll have a tingling sensation on your scalp.
Okay.
And if at any point it is too much, scream my name out, I'll come and take it off.
All right.
But you'll be fine. Like, I've done this.
You'll be fine.
And I was actually watching your podcast when you were talking about when you were saying that you were coming in, getting your hair done and all of that. And so obviously, like, there's a lot of pressure on all of this. But you were on the podcast, they were saying, I think you guys were saying, I wonder when it was the last time that I've actually done this on someone.
Yeah.
It's actually really common. Like, I do this a lot, especially on a lot of guys. I actually did this last week. So it is a long process.
Okay.
So essentially, I'll put the color on and then it may take about an hour to process.
Okay.
So once it's lifted to the level that I need, we're going to tone it.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about at-home care.
Well,
toning is where you went wrong as well.
Which I saw,
I had purple hair shampoo all the time.
Yes.
Like, I actually thought that was the only shampoo you could buy for a while because mum was always buying toner.
She was trying to fix your hair, mate.
Yeah. It was a secret fix.
All right, because this is going to take some time.
Yes, we'll get
the ball
rolling.
And we're in a bustling salon it's pre-open, so it will be going crazy pretty soon. I think you can take it away.
Great, Ben.
So do we just sit here? Can we just continue?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Jem,
all right.
Your YouTube, you did a video on, is it called Balayage?
Yes, I think at the time we were calling it Ombre, but it has many different.
Is Balayage correct or no?
Yeah, I can do home stuff because A, I don't have virgin hair, and B, I mean, you can't really go wrong with this. I have excellent hair. It's important to know your strengths. Yeah. That is one of them.
I feel like, you know, when you go to, I feel like we're a kind of show that will do it from a place that's won best vanilla slice, but also on the window, salon of the year.
Yeah. I did this. I did this for you. This
Yeah.
This is diversity.
Who would call in the PR favour for a bakery of the year?
Well, we've got someone out there. Yeah, surely we
Trev Long would know somebody, would he?
Next time we come in. Because we're obviously 97's going to have to get some touch-ups. He's going to love it so much, he's going to keep doing it. Rach, is it going to get better over time, the microphone 97?
He's rattled.
He's absolutely rattled. Over time, do you think that this sort of hairstyle gets better? Like day one versus day 30 and 60 and 90, what's it going to change?
It really depends on what look you're going for. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my male clients that I've transitioned into an on-scalp lightener, professional terms, than a bleach, an on-scalp lightener, they've actually preferred how it looks in the first week versus 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. But it all depends. Like if a lot of guys like to have that darker, like their natural pop through on the root for a little bit more tonal texture.
Yeah,
100%.
This is Adam Levine. I'm trying to, I mean, that's what I like.
Love that.
He looks great. I mean, I put his face on, gold. Mr. 97's face onto Adam Levine.
So you think you're
Levine.
Full of Victoria's yeah. Secret model after this? Because he did.
So we'll get him on the books with a few agencies, Vivian's and all that sort of thing. Because I think there's definitely the opportunity for some form of modelling, because it does seem to have the...
I was in at Chic head office during the week. I'm sure they'd be very keen.
I mean, so what will he, from a hair point of view, I wonder what sort of brands are looking specifically for the... What did you call it, Rach? The scalp lined? What's the official term?
The on-scalp lightener.
On-scalp lightener, which is the only way I refer to it now.
What's that term referring to?
Bleaching. On just scalp liner.
Scalp bleach.
Okay.
It's just a professional.
Yeah, it's a much nicer term.
On scalp liner.
Because it doesn't have undertones of suburban mishaps.
Well, bleach you use in the toilet as well, right? So there's like many uses of bleach.
Mm. I just want to tell you a bit of a nightmare story, Rach, that I've told on this podcast quite a few times, because it was horrific. When I was young, Josh and I, we both got tips, used the skull cap, but then I also just got some foils, because this is what you did in the 90s.
Of course.
It early 2000s. Well, foils,
when we found out that you could get a look that didn't involve your mum poking, stabbing.
Oh, I know. Your mum
did it?
Yeah.
That's the problem. I mean, it still hurts at a salon.
Gemma has said, I can't mention my scalp conditions anymore.
Anyway, so. The woman dropped some bleach on my T-shirt and then just wiped it off, right? And I was like, oh, is that going to be okay? She's like, yeah, it'll be fine. The next day, my favourite T-shirt went orange.
Story of my life.
Still salty.
So watch out for his fast fashion.
Rach might be developing something to counter that.
Oh, really?
Watch this space.
Yeah, watch this space.
Like a big curtain or something you sort of wear.
Not quite. Okay. Little more.
Scientific.
A little sexier.
All right, I'll take the mic. Mr. 97, you can put one arm out just because I want to know just every few minutes how you're feeling and how, you know, he's shaking. How
you are
you feeling,
in
though?
The best hands.
How are you feeling, Mr. 97?
Surprisingly, not too bad. I thought I was going to be way more nervous just like leading up to it, but I think with Gemma pulling some strings, it's perfect.
What about us? Are we helping?
No.
I didn't even pull strings. I just made a call.
Yeah.
I made one phone call.
Have you thought? I mean, this really makes you think about your visual appearance. Mm. You're thinking of self.
Your aesthetic.
If you're going deep, you're a meditator now. I mean, you've been in the game for quite some time, 2 days, 3 days.
Was today the food meditation? Did I say that?
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow's the food meditation, a piece
Christ.
Of chocolate.
What do you mean? You're thinking about chocolate or you eat chocolate?
No, you eat chocolate and you have to be mindful about the sensations.
Josh would
be so down to meditate.
I get it. It sounds super erotic though, but you've got to be like thinking, because when you learn to meditate, you learn about, you know,
the sensory.
Feeling yeah, it's, floor under
yeah,
you.
It's about the sensory.
It's about being aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
So sense of self, like really identifying as this character with, brown hair, chiseled cut, just an absolute fox. How, like, are you thinking more about
how you look? Like, are you thinking about your appearance a lot more?
No, not really. I mean, I think about it when it gets bad, as in like my hair's like all thick and stuff. I think about my appearance then when I've got like my hair's getting long. But other than that,
do you think you're vain?
A little bit.
Really,
the
your
cut looks great. Yeah, yeah. I'm just looking at it now. It looks really nice.
Yeah, he's done an epic job.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so you've because if you haven't watched the video online, you wouldn't know that you went over to King Domain's barbershop, and Aaron did a cut. He's done a fade, which I think is he described it as an optical illusion. You're not meant to be able to see the line.
yeah.
Which, I think
we're getting some hairdresser terms. You got a fade, otherwise known as an optical illusion, in the barber world.
No, but it looks great. I mean, this is the thing. Like, I think that I'll be interested to know the products and stuff. Like, what is it going to take?
God, the questions you asked over there, dude.
What do you mean?
Selfish. What they were all.
I removed myself.
Yeah, I got out of there because you just asked. It was just like,
I just wanted to know, like. Well, Aaron was saying every three to four weeks to get
for
a haircut.
For men, certainly.
If you want to keep that cut. Mm-hmm. So, okay, right now, Rachel has got a comb. She's got her black gloves on, very stylish. Any reason why you go black? Is it just on fleek at the moment?
Yeah, it just matches.
Just, okay.
Everything I wear.
Yeah,
look, we've worked out that's a bad idea.
Nicer than the really clear, gross gloves. That
not on brand.
Yeah.
No, the black looks great. Like, I trust a like an American barbecue place when they're dealing with the brisket.
So
with the
similar
gloves.
As well.
That's my.
I mean, where you
point.
Spend most of your time. That's what your references are. I'm seeing a thing of like it looks a bit purple. This bleach.
No,
like
it's blue.
Oh, it's blue.
Yeah, it's blue based.
Oh wow! Look at that.
Okay. Don't get too close.
Can I have a little sniff? A little.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I mean, I like the smell of being at the hairdresser.
No, that's all good.
I love it. I love one of my favorite things is actually getting my hair washed at a salon. I just lie back and
the massage.
Usually,
element.
I don't like contact with other humans, but
you don't mind
scalp
it.
Scalp massage.
What's the craziest haircut you've ever had, Jem? Have you ever gone super short or done a perm?
I do all sorts of. I've been fully blonde before. Mm-hmm. My sort of MO is I grow it really long and then I cut it to sort of, you know, collarbone length.
That's
just
what
to
I
really
do.
Shock people.
Mm-hmm. Fringe.
Wild. I've done a fringe. I think I want to bring the fringe back.
Don't bring the fringe
back. No. It looks really good. I did on my Instagram.
I did see that.
Like a half sort of that sort of thing.
Sort of like and the halfy.
Yeah, okay, done. That worked.
Isn't it funny how...
like, if only there was someone around here that
I need my neck fixed up. I might head back over to Aaron soon, get that done.
I actually shaved for today. No one noticed, but it's not about me.
I was going to wear my tiara, and I thought, hey, it's not your day.
Rachel, how much would someone pay to come and have their hair bleached?
A scalp in lined.
Yeah, by you. What are we working with here?
It's around, really depending on the hair length, but it can vary from around 300 to 500.
Wow. Well, there it is.
Have you got that server money on you?
Yeah. 97, I think this is.
97 built an online gaming server when he was a kid and made all this money and he's got it stored away. So we always... You know, when the business is going pear-shaped, we dip into it.
He had a Minecraft server business.
Oh, I thought my custom MySpace coding business was...
Were you really doing that?
Yeah, that was my first... That's how I first solicited money from people in high school.
You were like the Mark Zuckerberg of Baldwin.
Well, yeah, I would just make everyone's MySpace pretty for them.
Did you? I remember like having... The great thing about MySpace is... It felt like it was more personality driven. You could have
absolutely.
Your own. You could have your own songs.
Choosing the song was for a long time. I had that. I mean, not theme song, but that bit from Psycho. So when people would come onto my MySpace, it was
chilling.
Nice.
I remember using the view source feature to be able to see who people's top friends were.
Of course, I just put see, and then I realized people were doing that because, like, I'm really good at. Coding and stuff really takes heavy. so then I just put my top friends as all like Britney Spears,
that's a good
Paris
idea.
Hilton. So then They had no idea.
But couldn't you see? What did you used to do to be able to reveal?
Yeah, view source.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was looking. Mr. 97's actually getting a paintbrush with the bleach going straight on.
Should we get Karen in nice and close?
Yeah, so we've got Karen here, who's our gimbal weapon.
Karen,
and,
come on in. Get in close. And she don't mind the cameras.
Don't mind the cameras. And we've got a full production here.
Yeah, we've got Hayden Dibb.
Hayden, which, you can pan between now. We've got Karen on the case.
Which the nickname for Hayden, I want to...
oh, yeah. So Hayden's going to be starting to spending some time...
Yeah, with the Gronk Squad.
With the Gronk Squad.
And the nickname that I want to give him is Honey.
Honey? Honey Boo Bear? Honey Bear?
Well, I've gone straight to the Jessica Alba movie.
No, well, the reason
is... Are you
a
dancer?
Well, I mean, I just need a preface before that he usually refers to himself as the Lebanese Rambo.
That's Lebanese nice.
I mean, there's
a
lot of...
I actually call myself that too, oddly enough.
There's a lot of Lebanese jokes in the office coming from him.
But so, no, the idea of Honey was because this morning before we got here, I asked if he wanted a coffee and he said he wanted a flat white... with honey.
Who is this guy?
And this is at a cafe. And so I asked him, legitimately I asked him, is that a stitch-up like order? Am I going to ask for honey and they're going to laugh at me? And he said, no, we're serious.
No, people order it. It's just that they are 85-year-old women.
Yeah, but did you... I imagine
weird.
Like honey in a green... like in a tea maybe? Or like a breakfast tea?
A chai.
You'd have some honey. Yeah, it was... Mm. So it was one of those things where when you ask a bunch of people, oh, anyone want a coffee... And then you get the weird orders.
See, as a long black woman, I just judge everyone that's having even a drop of milk. You bitch.
Can we get that as a snippet? That was something about Jem calling me a bitch.
But there's I think if you drink long blacks, you're more likely to be a serial killer or a psychopath
or
something.
That's 3D
deal. 3D
deal
loves a long black.
Yeah, I got him yesterday an almond latte because Josh was having one. But honey, like I'm a bit worried about that. Sorry. It seems...
I wouldn't be worried. I have honey in my sedative tea that I have in the evening.
No, but I mean, just as a nickname. I don't know if...
Oh, you don't like the nickname honey?
I think there's probably
something...
You also
thought Organized August... wasn't going to be a thing, and
I'm into it.
Absolutely blown up.
I love.
Look,
Organized
let's
August.
Address the elephant in the room. Actually, he's not in the room. He's in bloody a studio in Sydney, 2GB headquarters. Yeah, Ben Fordham.
That was wild. Yeah.
All right, mate.
He's getting right behind Organized August, but I just think like the thing with Organized August is, I think it's a low barrier to entry. Anyone can get involved. Everyone has something that they need to organize.
Yeah.
And so whether it's the wallet. Or whether it's yesterday's one was the taking your phone out of your room. Do you sleep with your phone near you?
Yeah, but it's not next to my bed.
Where is it? It's in your bed.
It's in my hand. No, I put it out of reach over the dressing table.
Okay, but it's still in your room.
But it's so that when my alarm goes off, I have to get up and turn it off. And then I'm like, well, I'm already up.
Are you one to put your alarm on for... Say if you had to leave the house at 7, what time are you putting the alarm on for?
6. Yeah. Oh, it depends.
Why is that funny?
Just the question. Even Mason laughed.
What? Is that not a legitimate question?
And, well, this morning,
we're
going
to run through
6.
Your breakfast routine. And
we've already done that. We're working through it.
But it depends, because often I don't have to leave the house at 7.
Yeah.
I normally exercise in the mornings because like, I'm really fit and stuff. But this morning I do
that. No, because I find it interesting.
Quick check-in with Mr. 97. He's got a mic in his hand.
How are you feeling?
You look great.
It's good. It just feels like there's a bit of paste on my head.
I had a moment where I was like, there is no turning back right
now.
Oh,
I know. I was thinking that just before.
Like, there is no turning back.
Well, you can always change it back to his natural colour after.
For really? Another $540.
Exactly. And so do you have to... I believe my brother, when we were kids, did that, but he had to dye it red before he went to... Brown or black, is that a thing?
Well, when I was in high school and I had a lot of friends that went from blonde to brunette, that was essentially the way to go. Mm-hmm. But now with technology of colour, as long as you redeposit the pigment that was lost when lightning in your colour, if that makes sense. So...
To me it does.
Yeah.
I'm a cop.
Yeah. So there's 3... stages of lightning, mm-hmm. really depending on how dark you are naturally. So
in this situation here, the first color that that will appear is red, then it'll go to orange, and then it'll go to yellow.
Interesting.
And then we counteract that tone once we get it to the lightest level possible. That's the aim of the game today. So essentially when you're going darker, you have to re-put those pigments back in order for it to not look green or blue or cack. So that cack.
What's cack?
Like that.
Carrie Ann Kennelly.
Is cack the color of
sort of,
97's top? Cack.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So you do have to re-put that pigment into your colour when you go back to your natural, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that two-stage process like it used to.
Do you always
I'm
have
so
to...
so glad we're not doing this.
Yeah,
I cannot stress to you enough how good this will
be.
This
is, I mean, and we're also, like, the carpet at the office is going to be fine now. TJ was, Tommy was worried about the
carpet. Like, if we spilt a little bit on the carpet, that's a full
I got stressed. I was in Sydney, and I had no involvement with this. And then I am listening and then, oh, we'll have to get Gemma in. Oh, I think she's in Sydney at the moment. And I'm like, hang on. I didn't put my hand up.
Yeah, we nearly did it in the garage from it with a little...
Wouldn't
have thought. So do we have to put toner in this? No matter what, do you always end by putting toner in a scalp lining session?
Not necessarily, really.
You're
depending
lining?
On
what
lightning.
Is it? Lightning.
Lightning. Lightning.
Lightning.
You were getting confused between the what was the other one?
Yeah.
Look, he's thinking about his folliculitis, so let's be honest.
You were not allowed to mention folliculitis.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's brand
new. You're allowed to.
I said the F word.
I just woke up this morning and my first thought was just, this is a whole morning of folliculitis.
Yeah, well, look, it's not about Josh or me today. Yeah.
It's
about Mr. 97.
About me.
It's about Mr. 97, Gemma and Rachel.
Yeah. And so we won't talk about the scalp then. I did have a scalp-related question. But you
no,
guys,
do it.
I mean, Rach, I know you're not a dermatologist, but have you heard of folliculitis and do you know anything that you can do to help it?
No.
Okay.
Explain.
Oh, it's sort of like a pimply thing on your head. It's like pimples on your head.
No, it's actually like infection of the scalp surface, dude. So it's not a pimple. You got
it's
a pimple?
It's not like psoriasis, but on the scalp specifically.
It's
a little bit like that, I guess, but there is some form of element that antibiotics can be helpful.
Yeah, which is antibiotics are
for fungi.
Bacterial fungal infections.
Yeah.
I always think, I've got a son, he's 2.5 years old. He goes to
cool
daycare
dad.
And I'm a cool dad. I mean, I didn't have to say it because you said it.
Yeah,
but
I was helping
you. It.
I did repeat it, but it was, I'm glad you said it before me.
You're welcome.
Nits, lice.
Oh, no.
Like, I always think, imagine when you deal with hair, Rach, have you seen them before?
Yeah, and I've had it multiple times.
It's I've had them as an adult.
The cleaner the hair.
There is a bit of bleach on it. I'll turn that around.
Do you want to actually just wipe it off?
Yeah, I'll wipe it off.
You're just going to keep it on? Unbelievable. Rogue microphones, we're so sorry.
It's gone. It's gone. Right, it's gone white.
Are you sniffing it?
I was just smelling it to see here. But so have you ever had someone come in and you've just looked at their hair and you've gone, oh, doll.
Yeah, but the hard thing is now as hairdressers in this industry, we actually can't refuse service when a person comes in with head lice.
Can't you?
Oh, really?
No. So, because it's kind of like...
Do you have to charge extra at least?
Discrimination and stuff.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh
so, what we have to do is still complete the service, let the client know that they've got head lice and that it needs to be treated, and then we have to...
Disinfect
everything.
Could you... Do you ever say it up front so that they, out of their own sort of options, they
think,
you know what?
Well, I think a lot of us, like, you see something wrong like that and you kind of, you feel awkward about bringing it up for them.
Like my scalp.
And so you kind of make it, like, again, it goes back
reflection.
To yourself because you're not wanting to feel weird.
Well, you try to not make it like it's an issue because it's
But it's a fucking issue.
It is a fucking issue. But because it's not like someone will get sick from it or anything like that. So... We just let them know the correct way to treat it. And
I'm seeing the colour.
It's coming out. It's coming out.
I'm glad you can see it. I've been in an environment with people who are this... I don't want to use the word clueless, but...
Yeah, no, but I wasn't expecting to be able to see. I would expect that we would wash it off and then
Can you
see
actually
it.
See, like, just brown coming off?
No.
How about a brown coming off?
You think that we're washing the brown out of your hair? No.
Bro, how about we get an update from Rachel
What's
right
happening?
Now?
So... when you can see, oh, I don't know what you guys can probably see. See right off his scalp is slightly lighter than what it is on the very ends.
Yeah.
So naturally our head releases a lot of heat. So about that much of the root area will always lift further and faster than the hair on the rest of the head, which is why I like to lighten all the way through on shorter hair. So we are getting really good lift, but I can tell by...
Lift is the colour, not
yeah,
the
way. Yeah, it's lightening up. It's lightening really well.
It looks
but
quite flat.
I can tell this is going to need to process under like a heat machine.
Really?
With a little prompting, it'll come out. Rach, are you single?
Yes, I am.
For a single woman, you know,
wow.
Probably we've worked out how much does it cost? Like Tommy's great in the sense that he asks all the questions.
Look, I'm a married man with with a kid. Yeah. It's like I just
the
feel
only
like
reason he's married with a kid is so he can ask these questions. To be honest.
No, but if you saw a young strapping man that had this kind of hair, what's your thoughts?
As in, like, the end result he's going to have?
I mean, say you nail it and you see him walking down the street. You're like, is that Adam Levine? No, it's just some other guy. But is it appealing? Or is it going to increase his sort of
it's a peacock
dating capabilities?
Yeah, 100%. I think that
once
I've created this amazing colour, it will, as he's walking down the street, a lot of women will be like, oh, he takes pride in the way he looks. You know, he really tries.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important.
And because, Mr. I think that's a brand value that you stand by, 97, which is you do try with things. And so it's just finishing off the brand.
He'll be the guy, I mean, he's young now, he's 19, but when he's that 35-year-old bloke, he'll be the friend to us that has his shit together.
Yeah.
And it's just taken
us
a bit longer.
We're relying on his superannuation.
but we've set up our buckets.
Yeah, no, it's great. I'm loving seeing the whole process.
Are you, I mean, this is where we're, like, in the dating set. I mean, you have types. You have, we all know Mr. 97's type. He's gone into detail about it. He got forced
really.
To, well, he got forced to do it. We don't need to go there, but, Jem, what do you think?
I have thoughts on what he said his type was because I feel like he was put on the spot and perhaps he doesn't have a physical type.
Yeah.
Well,
no, that's what I mean. It was bullied into talking.
I feel like he panicked
and
he
was
just
using words. He was using words. And so, what's your boyfriend?
Yes, Scotty Cam.
Yes, Scotty Cam. I was tradie. I got there. Scotty Cam. What colour is his hair?
Light brown.
Light brown.
Yes.
Is he a bloke who takes pride in his visual appearance?
Yes, not as much as I would like him to. It's a real point of contention because he lied to me about using a face scrub that I gave to him and really doubled down on the lie. And then I realised it still had the like alfoil seal. It.
That's why you need those seals, you know. Mm.
That was several months ago now and I'm still not thrilled.
Not
but
happy.
Okay.
Has he got real tradie hands?
Appalling.
Do you want to feel Josh's hands?
Feel my hands.
Like, these are the softest baby hands.
Oh, that's
they
not
haven't...
Mine.
They
are soft, aren't they?
What are you using?
I use nothing, but the
it's
idea...
It's good I use no effort to do any hard work.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Oh
I do...
God.
I actually shock people when I shake their hands out of the softness. I don't know what it really is, but it's
no,
just...
I think it's lovely. Chris's hands are like an exfoliating mitt. Real sexy stuff.
No, I think
Chris, I need to get this fake tan off my my stomach. Get it.
Just a bit of exfoliation.
No, I dissolve that now. I use a foam and it, yeah. My sans tan eraser.
There's coming to a place like a hair salon that you need to go through all of the interactions that us humans need to. There's the greeting. Mr. 97 went in for a hug with Rachel. I think he's
there was the confidence of the camera.
But she's a very warm person.
Yeah. I mean, I did give her a kiss.
Your ego boost for that.
But it's something, Rachel, do you think about when you're meeting a new client for the first time, how you interact? Because you are a professional. What's the go-to?
Always to make sure that the client feels comfortable from the moment they walk in. With our salon, we are sitting at around 29 staff members. So on a day that everyone is all here, walking in for the first time can be really intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
So I always make sure that from the moment a client walks in that they feel comfortable and confident in what they're going to have. with the evolution of this industry, it's not necessarily about the end result anymore. It's about creating an experience and having your client have a really amazing service. Yeah. So that's what we really heavily educate the staff here to make sure that from the moment that client walks in to the moment they leave, their experience is exactly what they wanted.
I mean, when I was walking past, I actually thought this was a trophy shop. There is a significant amount of trophies. Are there any awards that are specific in the industry that actually awards or measures that sort of stuff? Because to your point, I guess like we're all into the color and all that sort of thing. But is there anyone or any awards out there specifically for the experience?
Miss Congeniality is what you're asking.
Well, we do have like a mystery shopper sort of person that comes in around every 3 months or so. Mm-hmm.
Undercover boss.
Pretty much. Mystery shopping.
Yeah, same. And I can pick them out straight away. I know.
Really?
When
what's the signs of a mystery shopper?
One.
Really?
Did you?
Yeah.
I feel like you don't have much mystery. I feel like you'd walk in there with. Yeah. The crown.
They still fucked up.
Well, majority of the time, the mystery shopper that comes in has more hair experience than the average person. Mm. So they always ask the questions that not your average client would. So sure. That's when I can kind of pick up
Perfect.
On it.
I sound like a mystery shopper. I ask a lot of...
Yeah, it's because you get the mystery shopper job because you're a dud spy. Yeah. Like, you'd be... it's fine to be caught as a mystery shopper. It's not fine to be caught as a spy.
Actually, I remember that when I was a kid, that was a big sort of... job that a lot of people were vying for. Like when you're growing up, the idea of being a mystery shopper was a huge
maybe
thing.
In the suburbs.
I did
I've
it
never
in
even
uni
heard of
when
it.
I would have when I had just finished working in retail and my old boss was like, hey, you're RMIT, can you duck in to insert name of retailer here and just do a quick mystery shop in between classes? Very easy money.
Mm. So Rachel, the sort of, you know, they come in the experience, the icebreakers. Mr. 97 is brought to our show before as a piece of content, some icebreaker questions for conversation.
Show us your Spotify.
Yeah, what's on your latest Spotify list? Like, I mean, when you...
I really liked that. I think it's a much better question than what music do you listen to?
I mean, it's just a...
Do you have
iteration.
Any go-to questions, Rachel?
I do, but I kind of carry this on through life whenever I meet anyone new. But my favourite question to ask is...
How much do you make?
100%. No, I've got two questions. One question is, if you could live in anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
I like that one.
And I always ask, where's your favourite place to holiday and why?
Okay, let's role play this. Take it away, Rachel. You're talking to your client.
Mr. 97.
So, random question. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
If he says fucking Melbourne.
Melbourne, no. Somewhere, maybe like somewhere in Spain would be sick. I've no idea.
Have you been?
No, it just looks sick in photos.
Okay.
What are you, like, just, you look at
same thing?
Yeah. You look at like John Olsen and stuff, just like where he lives.
He's
it's
a
sick.
YouTuber.
Yeah, he's a YouTuber.
Referring to rich YouTubers.
Yeah, you're talking about having a
mansion. Wife is a billionaire.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Wife's family a billionaire, yeah, okay. So they've got villas. I mean,
Tommy's keeping
one of my girlfriends is living there right now.
Really?
She works in music publicity.
Does she love it?
She got there 3 days ago. So yes, oh, wow. That's
great. So next icebreaker question.
this is weird of me to make that about me.
I love that. I always ask my client, you know, in the consultation what they do for work, and that always helps me sort of work out what colour to do as well, whether they're in corporate, whether they can have something high fashion or whether they need something a little bit more natural.
Is but this then, high fashion?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good,
but then
good.
I also
hope your bosses are
real
okay
corporate.
With it.
Yeah.
We love 100%. High fashion. I mean, look at us. We're high fashion.
I also ask if they could have any career in the whole world, what would it be? Like if the sky was the limit.
Carefully.
If the sky was the limit and you could have any career, what would it be?
I like these questions.
Yeah,
the one that I go to is if you had to have one cuisine for the rest of your life.
I can't believe it's food related. Can you, Gemma?
What a shock.
What would it be? And then once you Rachel, what would your answer be to that? One cuisine for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Italian.
Italian.
Easy.
Great.
Are you you're Italian?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect.
Mr. 97, what was that other question? What job would you have? Any job?
Any job.
You know you can fuck this up royally right now.
Any job.
Enjoy your new hair. You're fired.
I don't... I don't know. I always thought I'd have my own like business or something eventually down the line, but it's starting to move away towards that just with like the show. I don't know. Being a producer is pretty sick.
Yeah.
Being involved in the show is pretty amazing.
You wanted to do marketing and look where you are.
Yeah.
You're in a salon.
Yeah, it's
the
crazy.
Best in Melbourne getting yeah. your hair.
It looks yeah. so good. The blonde is really like
I'm
it's
sorry,
developing.
Sorry, I just saw the trophy sitting under.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is I'm that getting a trophy three? In your lap or are you just having to
sorry, you can. I'll share it.
Oh, it's so heavy.
I just didn't put it up there because it's just
it's
such
just,
a.
It's prominent.
Yeah, it's very thick. Thick set.
Yeah, the blonde is looking beautiful. If you are listening to the audio, go
Mum. On to yeah, this is one of the ones where you yeah. need to jump on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Karen, feel free to jump in there and get like a you know, get, nice above shot, show the people.
I mean,
what's
you really.
Here.
I mean, the thing is that you realise how full Mr. 97's hair is because the where his hairline is very close to sort of it's on his forehead, which for me. Starts a bit further back. Rach, when it comes to eyebrows...
Absolutely not.
Do we need to do anything with the eyebrows?
No.
What could we do? What could we do with the eyebrows? TJ, Mike?
If someone... Yeah.
I would leave the brows for a guy.
Yeah.
Great.
The weirdest thing is, like, say a person gets, like, bright pink or green or blue. The weird thing is if they match their eyebrows to... that colour, it kind of works. Like,
yeah.
it looks natural, mm-hmm. but it's not. But the trend for the longest time was to have really blonde hair and really dark eyebrows. So...
He's going
to
have that.
I've got that.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
What about dyeing my beard? Because I'm not doing my hair because it'll probably... You've dyed a beard?
Yeah, I have. I've, like, ombre'd a beard, so it's gone from dark to light.
Oh, it must have to be longer than mine. Can you do mine?
I can colour it 100%, but... I wouldn't.
From the best this 2019 colorist of the year, yeah, definitely
absolutely
taking that
not.
Advice.
Oh, well, this is great. Thanks so much, Rach, for doing this. Mm. We know that like early morning, especially after a big day of working, we really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Jem, thank you so much for hooking this up. Also Indy as well, who's done an amazing job connecting it all.
Simply Social Management, Simply PR Management.
Yeah.
And you've got a podcast too, don't you? Do you
do a podcast?
The
Social Report.
The Social Report.
The Social Report.
Live on Spotify.
And,
it's on Spotify.
Joey Scandizzo, Salon, Aaron from King's
Domain.
What legends everyone's been.
Yeah. yeah.
Getting behind Mr. 97. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, if it was to... When we do this sort of stuff... I always think how lucky we are that we have Mr. 97, who's a great sport. Well, I mean, the fact is, on Monday or Tuesday night, I literally just did a comment saying if this gets 50 likes, Mr. 97 is going to bleach his hair.
And he lowballed it, Rachel. We got a lot more than 50. It's funny because a lot of people want to get behind these things and see someone... do something that they wouldn't normally do. And this is, Mr. 97, proud of you, mate. When you started with us, you were a timid little fox, and now you're a lion.
Yeah.
He's a man.
You're a peacock. Well, I'm looking forward to, after this, I'm going to go take out the 1DX with an 85mm lens, and we're going to get
photos.
Some new headshots.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is going to be
really
amazing.
Beautiful.
And
I need to teach him how to model.
Great.
I got a little worried.
He's a little, as Karen described stiff. Him, stiff. A little stiff.
And Rachel, you've got a YouTube channel. What is it?
I do have a YouTube channel. It's called How To Hair.
You do stuff on like loose curls. I was learning about loose curls the other day.
That is my most recent video. I just have hair on my face. Can you?
Yeah. Classic. Hey.
This is friendship.
friendship, right?
It's developing,
there.
Just like the hair.
Essentially, I break down hairstyles so people watching can learn how to do their hair at home.
What's get around the high pony one. We did a masterclass together.
Yeah.
And when they said, oh, she's going to teach everyone how to do the perfect high ponytail. I was like, how are we going to stretch that out into an hour? It's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
What is the secret of a high pony?
Well, it's all about getting the line right. Because too high and it gets a little bit cheerleader, too low and it drags your features down.
Exactly right.
But if you go, is it from the...
High ponytail's cheekbone.
Cheekbones, you go, zoomp. And then it lifts everything.
What about Tommy? This is the first time he's ever done a man bun.
Oh, it's just at the point where I can pull it back now. Mm-hmm. So
but
completely. I just need to get it sort of trimmed.
Good height.
Aligned in with
cheekbone.
Yeah.
I need to get it cleaned up. I don't know. Can you just...
I mean, previous to this, the thing is that Tommy has, I think... I pride him on having really great hair.
I've got a few comments in my time.
And so, but I think the man bun is a bold... I don't think it's like you, the go-to.
I mean, a few gays have said to
it's
a bit late, 2 years late.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just told him to fuck off.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's been a few stylish people who have said that. I'm trying to find a photo on Instagram before
go. What is it?
Of you with your hair. Here you go. See the one that there's Tommy with his his hair pre.
What do you think?
A quiff.
I prefer it where it is now.
A quiff, a quaff, quiff,
quiff,
quaff. What is it called?
Quiff.
A quiff.
It's definitely not a quiff.
I wouldn't have thought.
Anyway, right. You can Google that.
It's a daily talk show. Happy Saturday, everyone.
Thanks for everyone who's in this room right now.
Yeah,
Karen, absolute ninja on that.
On the gimbal.
On the gimbal, and. Working title, Honey.
Do you like Honey?
Working nickname. No, he's
not a fan.
I'm a fan of Honey.
Lebanese Rambo, you'd prefer that? I can't remember what I called you on the phone. I call you many... Lebanese
Warrior.
That's warrior. Nice. Yeah,
yeah. Lebanese Warrior.
A 3D deal also behind the camera. It's a big operation here.
It's stinging a little bit.
Yeah.
It just, it just feels like a few chilies have just been rubbed on.
Yeah, you've never had a face peel, doll. Yeah.
Wait, was your hair washed before?
Yeah.
You got a cut?
Yeah. He did.
Would you not have washed it? Should we even have washed
it? Did it have it?
With an on-scalp lightener, I wouldn't recommend having a fresh wash because your cuticle's still open.
Okay, sure.
But you'll be fine.
He's
We'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
I put coconut acid on my face most nights.
Coconut.
So it's fine.
Coconut oil, you'll be sweet.
That's perfect. All right, it's a daily talk show.
Make sure you check out tomorrow's episode, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you'll see Mr. 97 with this on the desk at the Daily Talk
We've got Trev Long on tomorrow as well. Otherwise, have a great weekend and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.